Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yogimel, Chapter 9, Mishnah 13. Just a very brief introduction. The Torah teaches us near the end of Sefer Devarim, Hisasha b'reyacha mashasim u'ma, loisavayel beisoy la'avoyta avoytai. The halacha is if, let's say, someone lends their friend money, and now they need a mashkin, they need collateral, one may not enter into their home to take the collateral. B'chutz tamid, they must stand outside. V'yish asher atonai sheba yotzi lecha savat achutza. The fellow that owes you the money has to bring the mashkin, the collateral, outdoors. Imishanihu, the pasuk of his poor, leisishka v'avaytai. At nighttime, make sure you don't have his mashkin, make sure you don't have his collateral. Hashev tashiv leis ha'avayt kivay ha'shamash, v'shacha b'simlasai uveiracheka, b'samosai uveiracheka. The pasuk says, return him this object that you've taken, the collateral, when the sun comes. L'chati etzedakos ne'ashem leikecha, and you will be considered righteous in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah talks about the halachas of mashkin, the halachas of collateral. Hamavez chaveri. If somebody lends his friend money, and now came time to pay, and the fellow didn't pay him. Loi mashkenu el bebezin. First of all, the halacha is that in order to take collateral, it must be done in bezin, it must be done in the Jewish court. V'leikonis lebeis elito mashkenu. And you have no permission, not only you, but even the messenger of the court, the agent of the court, cannot enter into the home of the fellow that owes the money to take away collateral. He stands outside, shenemar, as it says, b'chutz ta'amoid, and he stands outside. Let's say he took as collateral two vessels. He takes one and he returns one. That means to say, he gives back the object to the loiva, to the borrower when he needs it, as the Mishnah says, let's say a person lent the poor person money, and the lender takes from him a pillow, and he also takes with him a plow. So he has to return the pillow to him at night so he has something to sleep with. And he also has to return the plow to him in the morning so he has something to do work with. Vimeis, let's say the borrower died. Then the lender does not give back the collateral to the inheritors. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even to the borrower himself, one does not give back the mashkin, only for the first 30 days. But after 30 days, if the borrower still has not paid up, the court sells the objects and they pay back the loan with the money of the sales. Amana, a widow, regardless of whether she's wealthy or if she's poor, we do not take away collateral even through the bezdin. The pasuk says you should not take as collateral a garment of a widow. Continues the Mishnah, a person who takes a small mill, a grinder, as a mashkin, as a collateral. He violates a negative commandment, and he's liable because of the two different parts. That means in a hand grinder, there is the rechev, which is the upper stone, and there's the rechayim, which is the lower stone. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo yachvo rechayim v'rochev. Don't take as collateral either part of the grinder. V'lai rechayim v'rochev b'van amru. But not only did they speak about the two parts, the two components of the grinder, any object that one uses to cook, to bake, etc., etc., you may not take away, as it says, because you are taking collateral his nefesh. We understand it says, the food that he needs to survive, therefore the halacha is that it's prohibited. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.